Dr. Sherry. PhD.
Hey everyone, it's me, Dr. Sherry, PhD. In this week's Imagine Neighborhood, Count Bakula and Dr. Apocalypso found themselves in quite a pickle. After being struck by lightning at Doc's rock concert, they found that they had switched bodies. It turned out that it really helped them see each other's point of view and understand why things look different and feel different depending on who you are. Luckily, you can see someone's point of view without getting struck by lightning. You can practice anytime with a game of switcheroo. For this week's emotion experiment, we're going to practice seeing the world as someone else. Being able to understand another person's point of view helps to build empathy, find fair solutions, and resolve problems. Rock on! Emotion experiment number 2, switcheroo. Method. Find someone in your home to play switcheroo with. This could be a parent, sibling, grandparent, or friend. Close your eyes and really think about what it must feel like to be them. Imagine what happens in their day and the things they like and don't like. Data collection. Look at the questions on the next page and answer them as your switcheroo partner. Make sure to think about why they might answer that way. Your switcheroo partner will do the same thing, but answer from your point of view. Results. Talk to your switcheroo partner about your answers. Were you able to make guesses based on their point of view? Were they able to see the world through your eyes? Grown-ups. If you're playing switcheroo with younger kids, try starting a conversation about why they chose their answers. If they guessed incorrectly about what option you'd rather do, explain what affects your point of view and why you would have chosen differently. You can also play a variation of this game while reading familiar books or watching movies. You can ask, how do you think that character feels? Why do you think that? What would make them choose to act that way? I'm Dr. Sherry, and that was this week's emotional experiment. Play me out, boys!
Dr. Sherry!